Father, I pray that the fear of you would fall upon our lives, would fall upon our perspective, God. Father, if we have gone blind in our pursuit of you, open up our eyes, Jesus. Open up our eyes, Jesus. Father, undo us. Just come and undo us, Jesus. If there's anything in our hearts towards you or to a person's ministry or to somebody in our family, God, I pray that you would just bring that conviction up in our hearts, Lord, because it's your kindness that leads us to repentance. You don't lead us to shame. You don't lead us to guilt. You don't lead us to condemnation, Father. You simply lead us to love. So if there's any shame in the room right now, I'm praying against it because it's not of God. There's a huge difference between condemnation, shame, and guilt, and conviction. So Father, I pray that we would only feel your conviction right now, nothing else, and your love, your deep divine love for us. Holy Spirit, come. Don't be afraid to give it all to him. Whatever that looks like, do not be afraid giving your all to him. Because having all of him, there is a cost. And it's not being fearful of man. Turn our gaze upon you, God. Turn our gaze upon you, Jesus. Father, if we've been casual in our worship, if we've been casual in our pursuit with you, God, Father, we repent of that. We don't want our worship to be casual, Lord Jesus. We want to give you everything. Father, I thank you that you love us so, so much. And Father, you know our hearts. But we need you. So I pray from this day forward that the fear of the Lord would be in front of our eyes and that we would not shut off to the awe-inspiring God. Almost want to pray, God, just come and offend us. Come and offend us, God. Come and offend us. We are ready. We are ready. He will meet you where you're at. He will meet you. I keep hearing that. I will meet you where you're at. I will meet you where you're at. And the lie that you have to be in a special place for God to use you is a huge lie. And I believe some of you are believing that. It's not true. He'll meet you where you're at. If your heart's open, if you come low and come humble, He will meet you where you're at. So Lord, I thank you for what you've opened up today. I thank you for the revelation that we've received. Father, I pray that the seed that you have sown this morning will grow and grow and grow. That we will just have this perspective of how amazing you are, how holy you are. And I bless every single individual here with the revelation that God gave me. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. I am done.